who practice that they are Master Almighty. Problems, obstacles cannot come on their way. Just with the help of Master Almighty, this awareness, all problems and obstacles will be destroyed. How? So very good example of the scientist of Japan. Just one example. They took two glasses of water, same water. On one glass, they wrote love. On another, hate. Put those glasses to whole night in the morning. When they checked the water of those glasses, what did they find? The water written love got very good positive vibrations in it. And the word glass written hate had very dirty vibrations in it. So when I listened it, when I saw it in a video, VCD, one brother brought to me, I was thinking, if words can create vibrations, only word, love. Think just deeply. If we have loveful feeling for others, what those feelings will create in their mind? They will change everything. What our purity will do to this nature, our purity will purify entire nature. And what the practice of Master Almighty will do? Think, when we are in this awareness, I am Master Almighty. From me, means from each part of my body, the rays of might are spreading out. When you are in this feeling, so these vibrations of might will destroy all kinds of negativity problems. Because according to Baba's versions, problems are nothing but the creation of a weak mind, negative mind, impure mind. If our thoughts become positive and powerful, we can live a life without problems. So no problem is the slogan of this year. And in order to experience this in life, just one practice is sufficient. I am Master Almighty. Agree? Can you do it? Very good awareness, first of all. Nowadays, I am doing one type of experiences in my life and teaching those experiences to all. Our professor of psychology is sitting here, Naveen Bhai, right? Vipin Bhai, Dr. Vipin Bhai, father of, yes please both, stand up. Father of this brother Hema, Hemant, Hema, Hemant, Hemant, it's in Hindi Hemant, now you have to become double foreigner, Hemant. So, one very good thing in psychology, very good approach, very good use of the power of our subconscious mind. And very simple thing, early morning, when we get up in the morning, our first 10 minutes are most important, most valuable period for us. 10 seconds. So the thought you create in your mind, they enter your subconscious mind. And subconscious mind accept them. and subconscious mind will do accordingly. These are the thoughts which we feed into our subconscious mind, which determine our future. Be careful. Our each thought is going to our subconscious mind and making our life accordingly, making our future accordingly. Those who have the thoughts of hatred, thoughts of enmity, negative thoughts in the mind, thoughts of jealousy, can never enjoy happy and peaceful life. Because subconscious mind will accept them and will react accordingly. So, in the early morning, first 10 minutes, we should create the thoughts of self-respect. I am a great soul. I am Master Almighty. Give such thoughts to your subconscious mind. I am world benefactor. I am the destroyer of obstacles. I am supremely pure soul. Give such thoughts to your subconscious mind and you will become the same. It's true. If you do it continually for 15 days, one thing for 15 days, your life will become very good. Contentment, peace, happiness, fearlessness will come in your life naturally. Baba used to give one thought many times in his avyatmulis. When many children ask him, Baba, we can't get rid of anger. Baba speaks always about anger. So he used to say, because you say, anger has become my nature, Baba. You say, my nature, so it has become your nature. See how deep psychology is here behind this thought, my nature. So I teach to many, to all, that in the morning, in those 10 minutes, you can create such thought at least seven times, anger with good feelings. Anger is not my nature. My nature is peace. Anger is not my nature. My nature is peace. Repeat it 7 times and you will find your anger will leave you forever. You can use this technique for all kinds of efforts in life. Don't think my yoga is not good. I can never become yogi. This is what many Brahmins think like this. Oh, purity. Very difficult. I cannot become very pure. No, in the morning, you can give this thought to your mind. I am a yogi soul. I am the conqueror of Maya. My victory is sure. Give this thought to your subconscious mind and subconscious mind will make everything easy. So now come to the next point. So I was talking about Master Almighty. Accept it. Since I became Baba's child, very good point from Baba's only. Since the moment I became Baba's child, Baba has given me a gift on my birthday, and that gift was the gift of all powers. For 1 minute. Now feel it. So accept it. Do accept it. Baba has given me all of his powers. as a gift of my birthday. So I am master. I am master almighty. It's true that we are master almighty. All mights of God has come down to me. Give this thought to yourself. All powers of almighty has entered within me. I am master almighty. Accept it. So remember one thing. We have to accept the reality. And then it will become real. Accept the reality and it will become real in life. So, with the help of Master Almighty, we will enjoy no problem in life. No problem. I would also like to share one very important thing to you. Problems are not problems until our attitudes towards them is like that. We think, oh, this is a big problem. Very big problem. Always problem in life. Oh, Brahmin life is full of problems. Change your attitudes. Problems are not important. Our attitudes are important. Yesterday, Baba also mentioned, this is the end of Kali Yuga. If at the end, problems won't be here, what else will be here? It's not golden age. It's end of Kali Yuga. A person who climbs up to the Mount Everest, think, he is determined, he is ready to face all problems of the way. He knows that as more as I will go up, stones, problems will come there. I will have to face them. I can slip down, I can die. He knows it. Same thing, we are Brahmins, living in this Kali-yugi world, full of viciousness, full of negativity. Everything is full, negativity full. So we accept that, we must accept that we are more powerful than all these things. Accept this thought. We are more powerful than the problems. This thought will help you a lot. So this way, make yourself easy. Many, many Brahmins, after becoming Brahmins, coming to this big family, they find everything difficult. Oh, such a big family. Lot of mutual clash is here. Discontentment is here. Many negativity is here. Many used to say, oh, this spiritual politics is here. A new word, spiritual politics. So spiritual politics must be very good. Kali-yugi politics is the worst. So avoid, become free from such thoughts. Make your mind full of positivity. Now 5 points. 40. Zero, you know, hero. And Baba's words are, those who become zero will become hero actors at the end. Such a beautiful time is waiting for us. Worst time of destruction is also about to come, but a most beautiful time is also waiting for his great hero actors. Some Brahmins are going to become hero actors on this stage of world. They will become great lighthouse, not a small lighthouse. They will give light to the world, vibrations to the world, complete knowledge to the world. So, those who become zero, means soul conscious. They will become perfectly pure, very good yogi. They will become very powerful souls, free from all types of negativity, and through their drashti, through their words, through their vibrations, they will play very important role on this world stage. Four other tips, now you have to repeat. I want to know how much you remember the points of Babaji Murali. First one was, well wishes, good wishes. Second, good thoughts, pure thoughts. Hindi words are very good, very similar. Subchintan, subchintak, subchintan, sub, vratti or sub, vibrations. In English, pure attitude and pure atmosphere, pure vibrations. Not only pure, actually sub, Hindi word is sub. Sub means the thing which bring benevolence, auspicious. So we have to follow these four things. So very simply, now it's not enough that we repeat them, but we have to learn. We have to learn. Four, having well wishes in our feelings for this entire world. Just, I would say you only one thing. Everyone must practice every day that I am world benefactor. Give this thought to your subconscious mind in the morning time. I am world benefactor. Just by having this thought in mind, vibrations, very good vibrations will spread out. I am world benefactor. Do you think so? All are world benefactors? I used to think about one thing. Nowadays, that point of self-respect is not coming often in Babaji Murali, but in early years of a Vyakt part, Baba was speaking that point of self-respect, and that was in Hindi, Jahan ke Noor, Tum Jahan ke Noor Ho, you are the light of this world. So at that time, I was in this consciousness, in this awareness. Everyone must realize it. Baba was speaking yesterday, realize and revise. 12-13 times means this traffic control every minute. 5-6 times for 3 minutes. These are 12-13 times. So we not only to remember Baba, remember few things in that 1 minute. I am world benefactor, I am Master Almighty. Make a program for 15 days that I will remember these all things at that time. So Baba used to say, you are the light of this world. And he used to explain like this, very good thought, awareness for all Brahmins, that see, if there is no light in the eyes, that man is blind. So there is no meaning of this world for him. Just as this world doesn't exist because he cannot see it. You are the light of this world. If you would not be here, if you not had been here in this world, this entire world would become a desert. Because you are here, because of your presence, this entire world is existing. Means, here is morality, here is spirituality, little humanity, qualities, virtue, little character in this world. Otherwise, human beings will change into devils. World would become desert. This is the significance of we great souls in this world. So we are world benefactors. Work on this thought. Accept it. I am world benefactor. So how can I have the feeling of hate? How can I have the feeling of enmity? How can I have the feeling of negativity to someone? Because I have to bring benefit to them. Suppose today I have negative feeling for someone, and because of the influence, because of the effect of those negative feelings, that person becomes peaceless and he comes to me. That makes me free from peacelessness. What will be the feeling in our mind at that time? That I have made him peaceless. So it's my duty, it's my responsibility to give him peace again. So we have to bring benefit to this entire world. Keep it in your feeling. Good thinking, pure thinking, Baba had mentioned. Take some titles, self-respect. Work on them. Keep thinking about them. I am a great soul, Master Almighty, Son of Knowledge, Son of Power, Bap Saman. One very good practice, very good churning. In spite of thinking that I have to become Bap Saman, think this way, I am Bap Saman. I am. Baba has made me like him. I am Bap Saman. Now I am Bap Saman. What should I do for this world? How, Baba? Now make a vision. Baba is there. Now, just now, what he will be doing to this entire world? Giving his good vibrations. Giving very powerful drashti to the world, to all souls. I am Bap Saman. I have to do the same thing. So to accept that I am Bap Saman will make us Bap Saman easily. So good churning. Baba was saying, make the timetable of your mind. Did you have any churning about it? Mind's timetable. A mind's program. Tomorrow you can do one thing just for a day. Make a program for your mind that from 4 to 5 I will do this practice, 5 to 6 this practice, 6 to 7 this practice. And in the morning you can do good yoga, but rest of the time you can keep one thought of self-respect for 1 hour. Say 8 to 9 after Murli. You have to go for breakfast and you are very easy at that time after Murli. Have a thought, I am a great soul. And just revise it at least 5 times in 1 hour. I am a great soul. 9 to 10. I am Master Almighty. Feel it 5 times. 10 to 11, I am World Benefactor. 11 to 12, I am the Destroyer of Obstacles. Then I am Supremely Pure Soul. I am Bap Saman. Make a program tomorrow like this. Sometime I am just a soul sitting here inside the brain. Sometime I am in soul world in my restful state. Make a simple program today just for a day and see the result. Mind will remain free from all waste thinkings. Third thing was pure good attitudes. Just 2 thoughts for this. to whom you see whole day. See them with this attitude, they are good souls. Even non-BKs, they are good souls. And when you see to the Brahmins, they are great souls. See result, very good result you will find in life. Within a day, everything will change. Their attitudes will change. Because our attitudes are responsible for their attitude towards us. Second thought, they are the soul belong to deity religion. Great religion. They had been deities for years and years, for thousands of years. They are pure souls. To practice, to make your attitudes very elevated, very great. Second one, because we know that all Brahmin souls belong to deity religion. So when you see them with this feeling, oh, they have been deities for thousands of years. They are very great. They are pure. Last one, the attitude to create very good vibrations everywhere, and Baba was specifically speaking for the centers, small center or big center. Actually, in Baba's mind, there was the image of centers. Because we see in India, you also see in your country, in churches or in temples, that the atmosphere of temple is comparatively good. People go there with good feelings, with good faith. So our centers, second thing I would say, your place where you work whole day, your job, your office, to these all places, we have to create very good vibrations, spiritual vibrations, we can say very pure vibrations. How? Even in the centers, we must create such vibrations that if someone comes there to sit for 5 minutes, he must experience peace, he must become free from tension, we can create such vibrations that he will immediately become free from obstacles. He will realize that, oh, he is most powerful. These problems are nothing. So for this, one practice is, I am Master Gyan Surye. You should remember this word, Gyan Surye. Although it's Hindi, English is Son of Knowledge, but it is Son of Might. Just Surya, Sun, gives light, might, heat, so many energies to the world. We are Master Gyan, you know Gyan, and Surya. Master Gyan, Surya. So, sit in this feeling for some moments. I am like Sun, Son of Purity, Son of Might, Son of Knowledge, and from me, rays are spreading out. If you do this practice for 10 seconds, you will find a change in the atmosphere, even in your Laukik home. Second thing, I am Master Almighty. Third thing, I am the Son of Purity or Angel of Purity. So this way, we can change the atmosphere of a place, but before these all practice, one confidence I can say must be here in our mind, I am Master Creator. Very good feeling. I am Master Creator. Because we used to complain that atmosphere influences me, that other people, those who are working around me, they affect me. But it's a wrong thought. I am master, creator. I will influence them. If sun will influence entire world, candles cannot influence sun. What do you think? Right? The people working around you are like small candles. And we are master sun. Keep this awareness. I can change everything. I can influence everyone. Be in such feelings, and this way we will enjoy Baba's Murli. I would also say to you, whenever you listen of Vyakt Murli, now after 15-16 days, then after 15 days, according to that Murli, make a simple program for next 15 days till Baba comes again. A simple program, a 5-point program or a 2-point program. Make very easy. Program must be very easy and practical. Follow that till next Murli comes, and this way you can enjoy everything. Om Shanti. So let us sit now in the feeling, I am Master Gyan Surye, Master Son of Purity, Son of Might, charging the atmosphere. I am charging the atmosphere. From me, vibrations are vibrating out and going to this entire world. So just feel that from Baba, pure energy is coming down to me, and from me, it's going to the world. Now you will have to sit in yoga for 1 hour, right? So just this one practice and second practice, it will help you in very powerful concentration. I am Master Almighty, spreading might, red rays of might. Repeat it 5 times. I am Master Almighty, spreading red energy. Keep visualizing and thinking. Then from Baba, vibrations of might are coming down to me. From me, they are spreading out. Keep repeating the thought also. Don't stop the thought. In a minute, you can create this thought once. Do it for 15 minutes and then your concentration will become full. You will enjoy Baba's energy constantly. Okay, sit in this feeling.